You are listening to episode 2 of The New Subalterns. Today's episode, Where's the Plane? Written by Rick Salamat.
Hiya, this is Phlox, Assistant Director of Special Operations. I can't take your call right now, so just leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Phlox, it's Vanish. I'm standing in the middle of the desert with nothing around me except this call box duct taped to the wall of an empty hangar. The helicopter is gone. There is no cell reception here. The plane isn't here. My team isn't here. So something pretty serious must have happened. So, I need you to call the point people in asset management. Find out what's going on and then call me on this thing if you can, or leave me a message if you can't. I will keep trying you, so wait at your desk.
You've got mail.
Hi. You've reached the voicemail for Vanish, Director of Special Operations for the West Coast. At the tone, please state your business and someone will get back to you.
Oh my gosh, Vanish. I can't even begin to think what's going on. My only part in your mission was to carry your stuff up to the roof for the helicopter pilot. That doesn't make me operational personnel. So folks in assets aren't going to tell me squat. Remember how we talked about who goes out on rotation and you said it's vital that I hold down the fort? Well, you know, sweetie, I'd feel a whole lot more vital if there was something I could actually do to help you.
You've got mail.
Anywho, I'm sure whoever you're meeting will be there soon. Let me know if there's anything else I can do, sweetie.
Hiya, this is Phlox, assistant to...
Phlox? Vanish? Little surprised you're not at your desk. I'm pretty sure I said to be here, but here's where we are. I need you to go into my top desk drawer. You'll find the combination on the back of a takeout menu on my bulletin board. In there, you will find a black fail-safe envelope. I need you to open it and call me back with the long code. Just to be clear, I need the long code. This is an emergency.
Hi. You've reached the voicemail for Vanish.
Hey, Vanish. I'm sorry I missed your call. I had to deal with a paper jam and a missing invoice. Payroll screwed up the taxes on everyone's performance bonuses. And, well, the list just goes on. Oh, and hey, before I forget, you keep some really interesting stuff in your desk. I had no idea what kind of things you were protecting me from holding down the fort. You should really find a better place to hide that combination. Sorry you're having such a bummer day. Here's the code you were looking for. 8356.
You've reached the Irregular Operations Helpline. Please enter your employee ID, followed by the pound sign. Followed by your PIN number, followed by the pound sign, followed by your mission code, followed by the pound sign.
Seven, 3, 2, 9, 1. Rick and Bull.
Irregular operation helpline, main menu. To be forwarded to the failsafe contact, press 1. To report a lost or captured team member, press 2. To have all records relating to you or your operation incinerated, press 3. To speak to an operator, press 4. To repeat these options, press star. 1. Forward to failsafe contact. Your call will now be forwarded.
Greenpeace, how may I help you?
Oh, for the love. Sorry, I think I have the wrong number.
Oh, hey, that's okay. Contact us whenever you hear the earth calling, you know what I mean?
Wait, hang on. Is Ms. Wellbeloved there?
I don't know. She could be that creepy chick who was doing the pamphlet on the local food movement, but then there's a restraining order.
Okay, sorry. Wrong number.
You sure?
You've reached the irregular operations. Irregular operation helpline. Main. Speak to operator. Please hold.
Irregular operations, wire speaking. How can I help you today, Vanish?
Oh, I need to establish team contact. I have a missed connection. My team is not positioned. Transportation is not positioned. The failsafe contact didn't respond correctly to the passphrase. I cannot self-extract. I need you to get in touch with the operation director, have them get new directives out, and personnel on recovery missions.
Okay, Vanish, I can certainly help you with that. Is there something specific you required?
Did you hear anything I just said? This mission is classified as success, imperative, top priority. I need you to contact the
Excuse me, Vanish. I can see the full file right here in the database, and it's more of a feel-good classification.
So I'm pretty sure I can help you with anything you
need. Why don't you just read me the mission description?
Sure, I can definitely help you with that. Here we go. Mission description. Send organic fruit basket to Mr. David Miscavige. Location, Greenpeace, Washington. That's D.C. Card to read. Thank you for your help. Signed, S.
So the code I just entered is for a mission with the objective of delivering a fruit basket?
An organic fruit basket?
That's right, Vanish.
To tree huggers!
My understanding is that they're an extension of our European tactical division as well as a valuable, if junior, member of the intelligent community.
But yours is a common point of view, so yes.
And can you tell me who is listed as the operation director?
Sure, that's going to be Special Ops AD Phlox.
Oh, for the love of...
Rhymes with box. Okay, then. Is there anything else I can help you with, Vanish? 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 Hello? Vanish? Hello?
Phlox? It's Vanish. I just got off the phone with the regular operations. Guess what I found out? Oh, you f-
Hi. You've reached the voicemail for...
Well, Vanish, you only disgrace yourself when you use that kind of language. It's just so coarse. And this company takes its flight operations very seriously, so I don't think anyone would appreciate your hurtful comments about Person X blowing Pilot Y, so a certain potty mouth would be dropped off at an unused airstrip in the middle of a desert. But anyways, I know you're having a bad day, so I forgive you. Here's where we are. I called the FAA and the West Coast Director, and I let them know you're missing a plane. I'm sure it'll turn up. Call me back if there's anything else I can do.
Hi. You've reached the voicemail for...
Vanish! It's Director Dozer. What in the St. Frederick are you thinking? We go to a whole lot of trouble to keep those aircraft off the grid, and you go and tell the FAA that a G5 might be stolen or in distress? Crap on a stick, Vanish! This means we have to ground the entire fleet until this blows over. Plus, I just got an earful asking why a certain individual is walking around with that hallmark worried look of his. All his troubles should have been behind him 2 hours ago. Which word was it clear? Success or imperative? I gotta tell you, Vanish, I'm pretty damn disappointed. Damn disappointed.
Hello, this is Interim Director of Special Operations, Phlox. I'm sorry, but I can't take your call right now. But if you leave a message at the tone, I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Phlox! Nice. No, really, I mean it. Nice. This sort of reminds me of the time we got that a-hole from the NSA renditioned. Good times, eh? But now, this is really some truly excellent work. So, I'm just calling to say goodbye now, while I've got a sec, because one doesn't always have time to dehydrate peacefully out here. What with the snakes and the scorpions and the random sandstorms. Nice work, Phlox.
Hello, mailroom? This is Spear.
Hello, Spear. This is Vanish. Interim Assistant Deputy Director of Marketing.
Yes? Is there something I can do for you?
There should be an inter-office envelope for a kilo in maintenance. It's going to have a hold until requested sticker.
Uh-huh.
I need you to get it and open it. Inside, you'll find a cell phone. I need you to go into the directory, find Karma, and send them a text message reading Phlox.
Uh-huh. You know, I can't... I mean, are you sure you shouldn't get someone else?
Spear. It's Spear, right?
Yes.
Listen carefully. You are at a crossroads. Right now, one path leads to enhanced job satisfaction and personal growth. The other leads to darkness. Now think. Should I get someone else?
No. But, I mean, is that it? Just send a text?
Just that, Spear. And thank you.
Sure. No problem. But, like, I left you a message a few weeks ago and ended up having to spend the whole weekend locked up in the mailroom because of it. I had nothing to eat but a case of Jolly Ranchers left over from Halloween. Should I make any kind of arrangements before doing this?
No, Spear. Just send the text. Now, this part is important. Phlox is spelled P-H-L-O-X. It's a bush. Let's make sure and spell that correctly.
Phlox like the plant. Right. Got it.
And Spear, just one more thing. A weekend eating candy should teach you to be better prepared for sudden shifts in gravity and power. Always have a plan B, Spear. For everything. One just never knows what comes next.
Uh-huh.
You've reached the voicemail for Phlox. This user is on extended leave. To redirect your call, please press 0 and speak to the receptionist. To leave a bon voyage message for Phlox, press 1. To speak to the assistant director.
You've been listening to The New Subalterns, produced and directed by Jens Kohler and Rick Salamat. Today's episode featured
Lily Barsha as Phlox,
Emily Johnson as Vanish,
Ami Shukla as the voice of the telephone system,
Julio Hainston as a Greenpeace receptionist,
Sylvia Densmore as Spear,
Julio Hainston as Wire,
Kent Minot as Dozer,
and me, Natalie Bernstein, as the New Subalterns announcer.
Sound editing and sound design by Jason Emmett.
Sound engineering by David Scharf.
Sound engineer, Daryl Wang.
Recorded at Infidelity Recordings.